I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wicked.
For the sake of the house of the Lord and our God, I will seek your good.
Planted in the house of the Lord, flourish in the courts of our God.
O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and a place for your glory dwells.
But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. All ye earth sing praises.
Do so by singing hymn number 390, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Let us make you sing hymn number 390, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. From the leadership of our choir as prepared to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen.
I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield.
Thank you, Lord. Allow me to be on the battlefield.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
For you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Lord, we thank you. Someone started this way on last Sunday. Not able to be here this morning. But we want to say thank you. You allowed us to come out to the house of prayer one more time. Heavenly Father, we thank you because we realize that there is no other God that can do our souls any good besides thee and thee alone.
Oh, yes, God.
Speak to us, Lord.
Yes, Pastor. Yes,
we need you, Lord, right now. We live in a dangerous world.
Oh, yes,
where men count that way unholy, but yet, Lord, I stop and say, have mercy, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
I stop by God and say, holy, 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 Lord. Speak to the congregation, speak to the musicians, speak to the choir.
Yes, God.
Speak to the officers. Let us have a good time.
Yes, God.
In your holy name.
Yes.
What a day, the first day of a week, Lord, to allow us to come out and have a good time in your holy name.
Yes.
Some of us went through some difficulties.
Yes, God.
But we made it.
Yes.
Some of us, Lord, had to cry to me, but you made it. We want to stop and say, thank you, Lord. Somebody this morning didn't have the nourishment of their body, didn't have the food to eat, God, but we thank you that you gave us the nourishment of our body. Gave us the energy, Lord, to make it one more day. Oh, Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ, who died on the cross early one Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Late one Friday, but early.
Yeah.
That Sunday morning he got up.
Yeah.
I thank you here with us. They thank you, hug his name in the midst of that cross and said, I thank you for him.
Yeah.
He did some things that he had no business doing, but Lord, I thank you for getting up for me this morning.
Yeah.
Realize that the Father, none of us that holy that we have not messed up in life, you allowed us to see one more day. We want to say thank you.
Yeah.
We thank you for this day.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for all the days, but we thank you for this day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
catch on fire right here in John's chapel.
Yeah, yeah.
And before you leave, our own pastor, Wick White Jr., is going to give you a personalized weapon. Amen.
Amen.
So just sit tight and enjoy our services. Now, looking at our bulletin, each of you should receive one and then read and move and govern yourselves accordingly. Return in your bulletin to page 6 and 7. You see most of our announcements are there. They're printed for you to read. But I will highlight a few. And our own Pastor White may come up later and emphasize some of these announcements as well. I do on page 7, I do want to remind the parents, encourage your kids, your child, this morning after worship services to stop by and get an Easter speech from Sister Felicia Britt down front. Rehearsals will be scheduled pretty soon. We're getting ready for that so we can have at least 200 participants and worshipers with us on Easter Sunday.
Amen. Claim it.
Yes, claim it. We claim it.
Amen.
Also, tickets are on sale for the ministerial luncheon of the Southeast Conference Lay Organization. That will be on Saturday, March the 30th at noon, following the quarterly meeting, which will be at 10. You can purchase your ticket for $25 for the luncheon from John's Chapel Lay President, Dr. Russell Nichols, or Sister Geraldine Sanders, our third vice president of the Southeast Lay Organization. Now that $25 is due today. Now, so see one of them and bring that $25 today. Amen.
Amen.
Or at least talk to them. They may extend it. I don't know now. Also, Sister Deborah Faye Brown is asking for a donation for Easter Lilies or some financial donation. So see her between now and next Sunday to donate to that worthy cause. Also, Pastor White announced the start of the Season Saints Bible Study and activities on this Wednesday at 11 o'clock. The first session on Thursday was outstanding. Amen. All right. And then on March the 16th, Saturday, obviously got a lot going on Saturday, we're having the 9th District Sons of Alabama Men of Valor Conference at St. John's Hillview Church in Montgomery. The registration is $45, and you can see Brother Franklin Simmons to register and for more information. And I'm almost certain if you really want to go, he might get you in on a reduced price, okay? So see Brother Franklin, he's up to the thing, all right? We also want to give special thanks. There's a lot going on in our church last week, so a special thanks to all of our supporters and all of our participants of Read Across America, which was sponsored by the John's Chapel Women Missionary Society, in addition to our senior saints, Bingo Night, Bingo Size, which was led by Sarkoa, Pastor White, and Sister Shelley Harden, and also yesterday we had the Seafood Bowl. So thanks to all friends and all members for a fantastic week on last week. And we're not done, so now get ready for next Saturday. You know, right at the bottom of page 7, you gotta get your gospel concert tickets. See Sister Nikki to get your concert ticket. You turn to page 5, all the seniors and participants.
recipients. We're going to sing happy birthday in your honor. So we ask you to remain seated, and we ask everyone else in the congregation to please stand, and with loud voice, we'll sing happy birthday to our pastor with his wife. Amen.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Our first game is in April. Our
for you. We're going to have a great time. Have a great time. I think we're playing against a team that I'm already protesting against. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I got to call Monday morning. They are going live. I'm calling Monday morning. You got that right. You got that right. Somebody going to help us? Amen. Yeah. Yeah. All right. 2 o'clock. Yeah. Help us out. Man, we need to help. Amen. All right. Good. Good. How you doing, Sister Mom? Good to see you. How you doing, my friend? You doing all right? Good to see you. You ready to help me out? You ready to help me? Yeah! Good. Who else? Alvin? That's not Alvin. That's Alice. How are you, Alice? You ready to help me out? Yeah! Good. So let's get ready. Also, immediately after church, do we need to be in to help with all this stuff now? Yeah. We're going to do it today while we're here, okay? We'll take 30 minutes. Everything, grab a chair. We'll be kidding. All right, about 30 minutes, okay? Meet out the servant. All men, stay with me. All men, stay with me. Some of you women, you all ain't going to discriminate or be biased. You all can help us too, okay? Move it, move it. There you go. Thank you all. All right, so let's get ready for the concert on Wednesday night. Let's get ready for Wednesday night Bible study with our youth and adults at 6 o'clock p.m. Wednesday night is doing well with our Bible study. We have a quick meal prepared for you. So once more you get out from work, you can bring the family on the church. We have a quick meal prepared for you for Bible study. Amen. All right. Thank you. Let's get ready for the concert on this Saturday. It will announce. It's all on the radio. It's on social media. So let's get ready for the concert. I was on it this morning talking about a concert on the radio station. So let's get ready for our concert. Our concert Saturday, the doors will open at 2 o'clock. You see all that on page 5. Amen. All right. Good. Sister Monique McNair, Sister Mo prepared the food for us. The food again was 5-star. We are so thankful and grateful for her to drive all the way from Kentucky to make sure that the seafood bowl was 5-star. Come on, y'all, let's get right here for the praise. Amen. Didn't charge the church anything. She brought the crab legs and the shrimp. That's something that calls.
Amen.
Four cases of crab legs and a bucket full of shrimp. We did that right, I don't know. But amen. And the church, we ended up buying one case, and we got some more crab legs left over. Amen. So Nick, we're going to put that together. Amen. We're going to put that together and try to see what we can do with that. So we're so thankful and grateful to Sister McNair. So make sure you all, when you see her, say thank you for what you're doing for our church, okay? Amen. So we'll make sure that we tackle that. Any more announcements? Thank you. Come on, officers, let's get ready now for our tithes and offering. Let's prepare now and our giving. As our church members, let's remain a self-sufficient church. And the way we remain a self-sufficient church is through our tithes and offerings. Make sure you receive an envelope. You can fill it out. Put your tithes and offering tag within your envelope. And then we have ways of giving. You give our PayPal, all over on page 3, as well as our Cash App. Social media, Cash App, $ John Sharp, AOBC. So let's prepare to give. Repeat after me. When I tithe,
I acknowledge God.
As my source.
My supplier.
And my sustainer.
When I tithe,
I acknowledge God. grace that come to them this morning. Amen. 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 Let's make sure that we get back in the choir stand. I'm looking at a couple of y'all. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of y'all. First and second Sunday, yeah. That's our Sunday, amen. Who sing the third Sunday? The children sing the third Sunday. And the fourth Sunday to me. Okay? Alright. So first and second, I see you. It's smiling. Hey, good. Hey, I know you're smiling. What you back in the choir, amen? Got the baby ring. with us. Lead us and guide us. Help me, God, while I try to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just make you see that. Thank you, let's just serve. Let's give him a hand of praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for serving. Amen. Amen. I'm doing Women's Month celebration. We are able to highlight the success of women that they have contributed to our society. Amen. We're able to reflect, remember, and recall all the great things that you all have done in the past, what you all are doing in the present, as well as in the future. And we salute you. Amen. Come on, every man here, let's give the women a hand of praise. Amen. 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 Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. So we have learned from the book of Proverbs, the 31st chapter, in a couple of verses, we have learned that Lemuel, the king Lemuel's mother is teaching him about the ways of a woman. A lot of times from the pulpit, we preach that this is Samuel teaching us about the ways of a woman. But we have learned that this is a woman teaching her son the ways of a woman.
Hallelujah.
And we have learned that women know women. Amen?
Amen.
And we have learned that this woman is investing in the life of her son, trying to help him to select as well as receive a good woman. She gave her son a search list. And she has given women a checklist. She telling her son, she said, son, as you branch off in life, these are the attributes and the qualities that you want to look for within a woman. Your life partner, this is what you want to look for. These are the highlights that you have to receive as well as embrace as you move forward. So she gave him a search list. The attributes, the quality, the integrity of a good woman. And then she gave every woman throughout the land, she gave them a checkoff list in order for them to identify themselves as a virtuous woman. You love the Lord? Check one. You pray? Check two. You read your Bible? Check three. You have a love of God in your heart? Check four. And you begin to check off all these attributes that are connected to God, and now you have identified yourself as a virtuous woman. Not only learn that you can become a virtuous woman, but you also ought to be a virtuous man. Amen. The word virtuous means a person of character, integrity, good values, good standards. So not only you become a virtuous woman, but the hook in the text is also for me, where I can become a virtuous man. If I have a virtuous wife and she has a virtuous husband, that's a good household.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So now we see in our text where the Bible says, as she seeketh wool and flakes and worketh willingly with her hand, she is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. Point number one is effort. Effort deals with energy, involvement, performance. The quality of our effort can be honoring to God. The text says she seeketh work. She seeketh wool. This woman in the text has a desire to work hard for her family.
Amen.
this woman's mindset in the text is critical, because she showed up at work with a positive attitude. Every morning she kicked them covers off of her. She got the desire to seek to please God and provide for her family. This virtuous woman in the text, it is a woman that is showing us how vital it is for us to make sure that we have the right mindset. In order for your effort to be exercised out of power and potential and getting things done, you have to have the right mindset. Every morning you go to work, you ought to say, God, I thank you for another job. Every day or every week when you go to the post office and receive your check once a month, or walk out to the mailbox and get that check, you ought to say, God, I thank you for making a way for me one more time. If I change the way I look at things, the things I look at will change. Her mindset is to glorify God. Because the text says that she's willing to work with her hands. And she is like a merchant ship. She bringeth food from afar. This woman in the text got it going on. She's like a merchant ship. This woman is an entrepreneur. She's not hanging around for Tay-Tay. She's not hanging around for the Devontae. She's not hanging around for KJ. This woman in the text is self-sufficient. Amen. This woman in the text refused to allow an attachment in order to identify as well as dictate to who she is. This woman saying, I can make it with you, or I can make it without you. Precious woman in the text. You got to recognize that you're connected to a woman of God. You better recognize I'm a praying woman. I praise God and I give God the glory. As long as God is first in my life, God's going to take care of me. This woman in the text is showing us, as believers, you ought to be thankful for your virtuous person. The Bible says that she rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of because of my connection with God. Y'all don't miss a shot. Every woman in the church are you happy. You got to realize that sometimes God will bless you because you connected to the right person. Lord have mercy. So sometimes God will put a person that is virtuous in your life in order to save your life and keep things going. That's why I shout every time I see Sister White, because my wife, Lord have mercy, she kept me alive because she was a virtuous woman. And I thank God for her this morning, because the truth of the matter, the real deal, when we were out there shaking and jiving, our wives were praying for us. Mama was praying for us. Grandmama was praying for us. Gigi was praying for us.
Things done. you. That's why you still have joy, because your lamp is still on. That's why you still have peace, because your lamp is still on. That's why you still have the power to forgive and forget, because your lamp is still on. As long as my lamp is still on, he's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy of my praise. house tomorrow. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, lift us up to share before you. Pray God for them to push you to anoint you and power for worship prayer. Keep them God in prayer. We claim a good report in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we lift up Sean before you. Pray God for our sister. Pray God for the power to remain upon her. Pray God for that virtuous woman to speed up on the front burner. In the name of Jesus. Equip them for effectiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, she gets a seat on her hand for her family. We claim a good report in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up faith before you. Pray God continue to use her in a very powerful way. You are going to use her as the head, not the tail. In Jesus' name. Amen. And God, we lift up Kiara. Pray God right now for her life. A young person. Thank you, God, for the spirit of humbleness.
see the